Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining the Geula class. We're getting closer to the month of Nisan. We're getting actually closer to the time, to our anniversary of this class, so it's really good. We are beginning Parshas Lech Lecha today. With our eyes on the Geula and very interesting ideas here. Parshas Lech Lecha obviously is a powerful and parsha and a very, very, very important junction in the development of Geula, of Mashiach in the world. And we begin right away. You know, we know that the 2,000 years of Torah begins with Avram Avinu, which is the serious hachana for Yemoisa Mashiach. Last week we had already spoken about, 2 weeks ago when we spoke about Avram going out of Haran, we had mentioned that already in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, how that's the point, that Haran represents the whole idea of Golos, of Charein Afshal Makim, the whole realm of Dinim, of judgments, of constrictions. And all this is what's it called again? So Parshas Lech Lecha is the point of the real Avoida, of putting an end to the Golos and realizing Geula is in Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, so immediately, right at the beginning of the parsha, the very first pasuk is a pasuk of redemption. It says, "Vayemin Hashem al Avram lech lecha." So from here, you already have geula, because this is the first Jew arriving, so to speak, to Mashiach. And then it was going to take again, as we understand, another 4,000 years for the rest of the world to catch up. But Avram Avinu is already entering into the world of Mashiach because the Geula is already stated right at the point of Lech Lecha. So this is from Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. It says like this, Rebbe Eliezer says, "Hey, oisi ois shakaflu b'tayra." We had mentioned this idea already earlier. There are five letters that are doubled, that are repeated in the Torah, which means the five letters that are double letters, kulam b'sayda geula. They're all the secret of redemption. Chaf, the letter chaf, the double chaf, because you have the chaf and the regular, the and the chaf. Boy nigal Avram Avinu me'ir kazdim. So Avram Avinu went out of ir kazdim. Shanema lech lecha me'artzecha. As it says, lech lecha me'artzecha, and you have double chaf. Chaf and chaf is lech lecha me'artzecha. Mem. So that's in the first word, yeah, lech lecha, this is already geula. Because the existence of the Jew in the world is Mashiachtik. That's what we're here for, as we learned in Tanya today, in today's Chitas, that the whole purpose of creation, of why the world was created, was for the Yemoisa Mashiach. And that's what the Jew is here, to realize Hashem's purpose in the world. So the first Jew, as the Torah begins to deal with, we have geula. It's right at the beginning. Chaf is the two chafs of lech lecha. It finishes with, you have the double chaf represents the letters menatzpach, mem, nun, tzadik, pei, chaf, which are all geula. So that's by Avram. Yitzchak furthers the redemption. So in Yitzchak we have mem. As it says by Yitzchak avinu miyad pelishtim, he was saved from the pelishtim, shenemar, leich me'imanu ki etzamta mimenu ma'oid. So you have a bunch of mems. Full of mems, that was Yitzchak's redemption from the hands of the Pelishtim. Nun, the next letter that is doubled in the Aleph base is Nun. By Nigal Yaakov Avinu, this is Yaakov's Geula. Shenemar Hatzileini Na. Yaakov is davening, and you have a double Nun, Hatzileini Na. That's hinting to the Geula of Yaakov, which is coming through the Nun. Pei is the next one that has a regular pei and a longer pei, and that is by Nigalu Aveseinu Mitzrayim, which is the pasuk Shanema Pakoid Pakadati. The Gula from Mitzrayim came through the letter pei. Tzadik is by Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ligoy Les Yisrael. Hashem is going to redeem the Jewish people through the letter of Tzadik, and He's going to say to them, Tzemach Tzemachti. I have sprouted a sprouting. A plant has sprouted forth. So the Geula is going to come through the letter Tzadik. Tzemach Tzemachti Lachem. Shenemar, it brings a pasuk. Kine ish Tzemach Shemoi. A man Tzemach is his name. Umitachtov Yitzmach. And from below, from beneath him, he will sprout forth. Which is, by the way, very, very interesting. The Geula Asid is coming through a tzaddik. And there's an inyan of Mashiach sprouting forth from the ground. That's what it seems like from here. Tzemach Shemoi. Tzemach Shemoi. In any case, so that's the tzaddik. And the beginning of Geula begins with the Chaf. Avram's Geula. Chaf. So there is a sefer called Netzutzei Shimshon, who was from, was a very big tzaddik. Let me see a minute exactly who he is. And just a beautiful idea. Oh, it is from, I didn't realize that. It's from, actually from Reb Shamshon of Ostropoli. Again, one of the great Kabbalists. And he says, there is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Miknaf ha'aretz." Hold on, 1 second, just. Just give me 1 second here. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Miknaf ha'aretz," from the corners of the land, "Zemiroi shamanu." Songs we have heard. Tzvi la tzadik. It's a pasuk. From the corners of the earth, songs we have heard. Tzvi la tzadik. Whatever that means. I don't know the simple pshat of the pasuk. But he translates the pasuk like this. He says, since we see that the letters menatzbach, the double letters are all letters of geula, and as the Medrash tells us that every geula came through one of these double letters, So far, he says, we've heard already in the days of Yeshaya HaNavi, it was after the first four redemptions. Avram had his redemption, Yitzhak had his redemption, Yaakov had his redemption. The Yidden had already been gone out of Mitzrayim, and were ready for the last redemption. So we've already had the redemption from the letter Kaf. We've already had the redemption from the letter Mem. We've had already the redemption. We've unleashed the redemption power from the letter Nun and from the letter Pei. The only one that's left is Tzadik. So he says that's the meaning of the pasuk. Miknaf ha'aretz. From the mem kuf nun pei. Miknaf. Knaf is mem kuf nun pei. Zemiroi shamanu. We've already heard songs. In other words, the geula is a song. We've already heard the song of the geula. Now, tzvi, we are waiting. Tzvi is malosh and tzavi. Means we desire la tzadik. We're waiting. We're hoping. We're with breathless anticipation, we're waiting for the hisgalos of the tzaddik. Who's the tzaddik? Tzaddik ish tzemach shemoi, mitachtov yitzmach, tzemach tzomachti, which is the ultimate geula, in which we await for the tzmichas, or tzmichas David, right? As tzemach David avdocha meheros atzmiach. So that's what we're waiting for. And then he continues to say that the reason why the geulas are all related to these letters, he says, because these letters, each one of them is related to the powers of din. The reason why we use these five letters, I mentioned this in an earlier class, the reason why we use these five letters for the conclusion of words is because it says the five letters, menatzbach, are the letters of the dinim, of judgments. Because what's a judgment? A judgment means that something that it's a power of gevura, it's a power of restraining, of stopping. So that's why you put it at the end of a word to end the word, that the word ends over here. You put that letter. So since these are the five letters of dinim, which dinim al-chayra, the opposite of geula. Geula is breaking out of the dinim of the tzimtzumim. That's why these geulas, each one, every one, you have to be mesaking the five dinim. And since we have to be mesaking the five gevuras, after we do a tikkun in each one of them, that's when we have the geula. So we had the four geulas already, miknaf ha'aretz zemiroi semeinu, and now we're waiting for the fifth one. Baruch Hapanim, the first geula begins in Parshas Lech Lecha, with the chaf. The Rebbe Marash has another explanation of why the double letters represent geula. Why dafka these double letters of chaf, and in this case it's lech lechaz, the two chafs from the represent geula, And he explains that the double, whenever you have kafel, whenever you have double, it refers to the something that the Rebbe would always mention this. It refers to something that's infinite. Double doesn't only mean double. Double means that it never ends. You double and then you continue on forever and ever. Shabbos, and therefore anything that is limitless and infinite and is not doesn't have any boundaries, is really considered kafel. That's why on Shabbos, it is said that Shabbos, kol iske de Shabbat de kafel. Everything about Shabbos is double. The mitzvah of Shabbos came double, zachar v'shamer. Over yom haShabbos shnei kavasim. On Shabbos we bring a double karbon. Shabbos we also have two chalas, lecha mishnah. Shabbos is a day of double, because it's also related to the hizgalos, the revelation of the Orein Seif. And therefore, Mashiach comes is also the hizgalos of the infinite, and that reason it's also double. So whenever you have a double letter, and he says, the doubling represents the unification of the male and female aspects of existence. Because we know that the whole purpose of creation is there should be a l'shem yichud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina should be unified, they should be married together. And until that time, Chas V'Shalom, there is a separation, the two aren't in harmony, they aren't unified together. He says the double letters that you have, in these letters, they represent feminine letters and masculine letters. So regular letters, I think, are feminine letters, because generally Olam HaDibur is the world of the woman. But these letters that have double letters, they represent Oisi is Duchrin, masculine letters and feminine letters. And the fact that you have these two letters together represent a unification of the feminine and the masculine dimension of existence, which can only be accomplished by a third power that is higher than both of them. And that's the idea of these letters is connecting to the Soivev Kol Alman, which can unify these two opposite forces in creation. And that's why the Geula comes through the double Chaf. Double Chaf, or all the other letters. Now, the connection to this first pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha to the coming of Mashiach is really fascinating. But what you see over here is not only the general redemption, but also a something about the order, the seder of the redemption, something about the order and the seder of Mashiach's coming. The pasuk says over here that Hashem tells Avram Avinu lech lecha me'artecha meladetcha, and he should travel ala aretz asher areka. He should travel to Eretz Yisrael, and then he promises him ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. So this promise that I will make you into a great nation, Api Pashtis is just talking about the flourishing of the Jewish people, but really Beremez, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation, is also referring to the Jewish people doing tshuva, becoming a great nation. Because Chazal say, and this is something from the Yismach Moshe, the Yismach Moshe was one of the great Rebbes who, from all the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, from all the great Hasidic masters, he stands out in his waiting, in his fulfillment of Achak Eloi, of waiting for Mashiach, in a really, really unique manner. Now, as everybody had, he had clothing. He always had a pair of Shabbos clothing next to his bed to be ready, that just in case at the drop of the hat, he should be ready to go out and greet Mashiach. He was so the Yismach Moshe says something fascinating. He says that the pasuk ve'escha l'goy gadol, the Jewish people being called goy gadol, a great nation, is referring to the Jewish people doing tshuva. And the reason for that is because Chazal say from the pasuk mi goy gadol, who is a great nation, asher lo yalekim kroivim elav, that they have a God that is close to them, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. It's a pasuk. Who is a great? It's a pasuk I think in Devarim. It says, "Who is a great nation like us that have a God that is close to us?" Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Like our God that is close to us. And Chazal tell us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, from here they learn out that tshuva is so great that it is able to shemekaras gzar din. Even if there's chas v'shalom a gzar din, if there has been already, God forbid, a terrible decree, like we find by the story of Mordechai and Esther, the Purim story of Purim, that even though there was already a Gzar Din, Tshuva has the ability to rip a Gzar Din and to tear it to pieces. Like we find, so Chazal say, where do you know that from? Because it says, Mi Goy Gadol, who is a great nation, Ashaloya Lekim Kroivim Elov, that I have a God that's close to him, Bechol Kareinu Elov, whenever we call out to him. Whenever we call out to him means that even if Chas V'Shalom, there was already a decree, a negative decree, Chas V'Shalom, against Yidden, Bechol Kareinu Elov, the Eberstruz answers us even after the Gzad, and anytime we call out to him. And that is because we are a Goy Gadol. We are a great nation. So you see that Goy Gadol is related to the power of Tshuva. So the Pasuk Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, which is the Geula of the first Jew, is also referring to the Seder HaGeula, the order of the redemption. Because we know, generally we know, that there's a Machlaikas in the Gemara, if the future redemption is going to come as a result of Tshuva, or it's not going to, or we don't need Tshuva. It's Machlaikas, Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. According to one opinion, the Yidden have to, im Yisrael oisim tshuva, if Yidden do tshuva, they're going to be nigal, they're going to be redeemed. Or the other opinion is no, that then the geula is going to come no matter what. That's a machloikas, the Rebbe speaks about it many times. About the machloikas, the argument, if tshuva is a prerequisite for Mashiach, he says, there is no doubt that the coming of Mashiach involves doing tshuva. The question is only, the question that the Gemara has is, what is going to happen first? Is the Shofar Shel Mashiach going to be blown and Jews are going to come to Eretz Yisrael and then we're going to do tshuva? Or do we have to do tshuva first and then Mashiach comes? Of course, our Rebbe said to us many times, he used to quote the Rambam that Mashiach is dependent on tshuva, but he said that the Jewish people did already tshuva. We've already done tshuva. But in any case, the question is, but that's definitely that there is going to be a tshuva. The question is before or after. So he says like this, that it appears to him from the order that we daven on Rosh Hashanah, and we know that Rosh Hashanah is the day of making, right? Hashanah is such a pivotal day in our calendar. So the order in which we daven is that we say Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros in our Musaf davening. First we say 10 psukim of Malchiyos, then we say 10 psukim of Zechroinos, and then we say 10 psukim of Shofros. So he says, why this order? So the order really of Malchus, Zechron, and Shofros is really contained within it a very deep secret. Malchios is referring to the establishment of God's kingship. And Hashem's establishment of Hashem's kingship is only going to be when Mashiach comes, when V'vahaya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, when Hashem is going to appear as the dominant force in all of creation, in which he is going to reveal himself as the controller and the one who's... who's directing, the Hashem is the master of the world. So first is, so he says, but what do you see over here? That the order is first Malchiyos. First is the Eibishter is going to, first is the Eibishter's kingship is going to be revealed in the world. After that is Zechroinos. Zechroinos means remembering. What's remembering? Everybody remembers the mistakes that we made. There's going to be a very, very great remembrance. Every person on their own is going to, feel the shame and the embarrassment of the things that they've done that they shouldn't have done, which that is going to bring them to Shofros. What Shofros? Shofros means tshuva, because Shofros comes from the word shapru maseichem, make your deeds better, improvement. So the way the order is like this, first Hashem's kingship is going to be is Malchios. That's going to lead us to a Zechroinos, to remembering all the times that we were not exactly in sync with our purpose and our mission, and the times that we messed up. And a strong resolve never to repeat that again, which is the tshuva, which is the Shofros. He says that is hinted to in this week's in Parshas Lech Lecha, because you see from the Parsha, the Pasuk says like this, Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha, first Hashem commands Avram, and as we know that whatever is happening to Avram is really a sign that that's what's going to happen to his children, which means Lech Lecha Hashem tells every single Yid, Me'aretzecha, first Yid not going to travel to Eretz Yisrael, Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, and there's going to be an ingathering of the exiles. And then afterwards, v'eschal l'goy gadol, after that, and only after that, it's going to be v'eschal l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation, which as we said earlier, goy gadol, yidden are called, that's related to our tshuva, the great and so this is actually a very big nechama, You know, people looking around the world, you look at yourselves and you feel you didn't do tshuva yet. I mean, of course, our avoid is to do tshuva every minute. Looking around at the state of the Jewish people. So, to be malamed tzchus, and as the way the Rebbe saw, that you didn't do tshuva already, okay? If chas v'shalom, a person doesn't feel whatever, we're not completely complete in our amuna in that idea. So we know that the seder ha-geula can be that first it is going to be kibbutz nitchei Yisrael, and automatically the Jewish people are going to do tshuva instantly, and all of that is hinted to do by the first Jew when he is by his geula, and which is, as we said, a precursor for the ultimate redemption that's going to be in the time of Mashiach. Now, the Medrash, interesting Medrash, stated on these words, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. The Medrash states, right at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash says on this pasuk, here, just open it up here, give me a second. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, V'yamin Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Rabbi Yitzchak opens up with the pasuk, Shimi Bas, listen to my daughter, Uri'i, and see, Hashem is talking to the Jewish people. He's saying, Shimi Bas, listen, my daughter. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Uri'i, and see, Vahati Oznech, and bend over your ear. Okay? So the Medrash is darshaning this pasuk to referring to Hashem speaking to Avram. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mashal Le'echad, this is a mashal to a person that it was traveling from place to place. V'ra bira achas de leches, and he saw a lit up palace. Oymar, he said, Toymar Shahabira Azu Baloy Manig. Are you gonna say that this palace has no leader? Hits its all, it means this happened out of nowhere. Hits its all of Balabira, so the owner of the palace, opened up the window and stuck his head out and said, here I am. I'm the one who owns this estate. Amalay Anihu Balabira. So the same is also. The fisha hayu avinu Avraham Oymar, Toimer Sha'olam Azeh B'loy Manig. Are you going to say that the world is without a manig? The world doesn't have a leader? Hits its olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem appeared to him. V'amalei nisetem anihu ba'ala olam. I'm the master of the world. And that's v'yemir Hashem al Avram lech lecha. And for that, it brings the pasuk, Shimi Bas Uri'i. Listen, my daughter. Hashem is calling Avram Avinu. My daughter, Uri'i, and see. V'hati aznech, and listen really well. And then it says, when you do that, v'yisav ha-melech yafyech, and the king is going to desire your beauty. So here the Sfasemis says something very, very, very important. And that is that why are we dafka over here? But when it comes to lech lecha, there is this notion of the Ebershter referring, you know, it says, shimi bas, first listen, uri'i and see, and then v'hatu aznech, then we're getting back to listening. Right, we begin with vision, then it says hear. I'm sorry, we begin with hearing, shimi, listen. Then it says re'i, and see. And then vahatu aznech, and bend your ear. He says, really, the way amuna works is that there are mainly three ikrei amuna, three main things about amuna. There is the past, there is the present, and there is the future. The past means the belief that Hashem is the creator of the universe, that God created the world. The present is that Hashem is controlling the world. You know, that Hashem presently controls everything that happens. The future is the amunah that one day, even though the world seems to be, you know, a mess, and there's so much chaos, and there's so much craziness in the world, but very soon, when the Yid has amunah, that in the near future, v'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, that Hashem's kingdom will manifest and reveal itself over the entire world. So he says like this, the first thing that Hashem created the world, no one was there to witness that. No one was there to see that. So we have to accept it with faith. It's an inyan. Okay, Avram Avinu understood. He used his mind, deep exploration. But ultimately, it's an inyan of emunah. You have to believe it. And Avram Avinu believed in it. And that's the idea of shimi bas. Listen, my daughter. It's listening. Because emunah is like a thing that you're hearing. You're hearing it. You didn't see it on your own. You're being makabalit. A shmiya, listening, is an inyan of kabbalah. You're receiving something. And then, as a result of that, what happens? Uri'i. The fact that Hashem is running the world is not something that we need a muna for. If a person, you know, we learn it in Hayyim Yayim, we also learn that a person has to train himself to see Hashgacha Pratis. If a person is, you know, if we look carefully and we don't deceive ourselves, and we look at our own lives, we see how, you know, the hashgacha pratis that is swirling around us every moment, constantly, so much hashgacha, so much providence, where it becomes, as if we don't want to close our eyes and we want to open up our eyes, we can see that God is everywhere and that Hashem is making everything happen. And that's an inyan of vision. That's why the second thing the Medrash is saying over here, and that's what happened with Avram Avinu. First he had emunah, first he believed, and then Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha, Hashem appeared to him. So, and he was able to live his entire rest of his life in seeing Hashem's presence all the time. But then the pasuk says, Vahati Yaznech, to have emunah that very, very soon this revelation is going to be revealed over the entire world, and that Hashem is going to be completely, and that, you know, especially as mentioned earlier, when you look at a world and you see such turmoil and such challenge and such hardship, and to believe that any moment, mamish, Mashiach is coming, it requires again vahati yaznech, again listening. So that's our avoda, and beginning with Lech Lecha from Avram Avinu. First, shimi here, then re'i, and then seeing. And then vahatu oznech, and again with simple amuna, and then v'yisav ha-melech yafleich, the king is going to desire your beauty. And that's our avoda. In preparing for the geula. Now, the next thing I want to share over here on this pasuk, which is really interesting, and I probably would not have brought this up had we not been standing right now at this moment at such a crucial time in history. And at such a, when I say crucial time in history, I don't mean just the time period that we're in, but I'm talking about the actual time that we're in, mamish today. We're standing now less than 10 days before Chodesh Nisan. And this year is a very, very, very powerful year for Geula. As we spoke about earlier many times, the Tavshin Ayin He is a year, actually it's Parshas Pekudei this week. So remember that there is a ketz from the Alter Rebbe, which even though, as we mentioned earlier, it's not explicitly stated that it's for this year, but the mimer of the Alter Rebbe implies very much that it's this year. And also the famous story when the Alter Rebbe was laning a Parshas, which the story has been circling all over, that when the Alter Rebbe was reading the pasuk Vesa Elef Shvam Meyos V'Shivim V'Chamisha, and the 1,775 Asa Vavim La'amudim, which again, that very same pasuk the Alter Rebbe explains in the Maimer is referring to Mashiach's coming. Vavim La'amudim is the coming of Mashiach. The Alter Rebbe read the pasuk differently than it's stated in the Torah. He didn't read Ve'es Ha'elef, but rather read the pasuk Ve'es He'elef Shvam Meyos V'Shivim V'Chamisha Asa Vavim La'amudim. This year is also a Shemitah year. And Chazal tell us, B'matzah Shemitah ben David ba, at the end of Shemitah, Mashiach comes. So, generally, it's not my thing to make cheshbonos about when the Geula is happening. But again, as mentioned earlier, you know, the Geula was supposed to come a long time ago. And but the difference, I think, between this year, where we're standing right now, and everything that we had in the past, was in the earlier years, we're dealing with Achishena. Achishena means Hashem can make the Geula come before its time. Again, I'm not a Navi, and the revelation of the year of Mashiach was not told to anybody, but it's so, there's so many things pointing that we are now standing in Tashin Ayin Hey as the time of Be'ita. This is no more Achishena. It's no more Mashiach coming earlier. It's happening right now. And taking into consideration the craziness that's going on in the world, and I mean, if anybody pays a little attention to the news, which we shouldn't be doing, maybe we should be busy doing mitzvahs and miftzayim and reaching out to more yidden mitzvahs. But if you do pay a little attention to the news and you realize what's happening, the threat coming from Iran, coming from Obama and Kerry, with their deals that they're doing with Iran, which is a nuclear chas v'shalom, the situation and Russia and North Korea. Today I just read in the news that North Korea and Russia decided to become best friends. I mean, the situation in the world is so chas v'shalom ready for it to everything to explode and you know, one match goes in and we have who knows what. I mean, so the stage is set for some really, really dramatic things to happen in the latter half of the Shemitah year. So in Svarim it says a very interesting thing. And again, I want to connect this to the first pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha. Not me, but I'm going to share with you something. There's a sefer called Ateres Yeshua, which is from a very great Chassidish Rebbe, a very great Mekubal, Rebbe Eliezer of Jikiv. I myself have a personal connection because my family come from certain Chassidim, the Chena Chassidim, which are from the Jikiver lineage, which is a son of Rav Naftali of Rupshitz. He was a very, very master Mekubal and a very great, great tzaddik. And in his sefer, Ateres Yeshua, he makes a very interesting observation about the first pasuk on Parshas Lech Lecha. I mean, these were tzaddikim who had lichtige augen. They had very, very luminous eyes. And when they looked at a pasuk, they saw things that a regular person would never see. So when they're looking at this pasuk, and he says it fascinating, he says, it's yadua, it is known, that the geula is going to start in Chodesh Nisan, and it's going to last, the coming of Mashiach is going to last all the way through Tishrei. And in Chodesh Tishrei, there's going to be the war of Gog Magog. And finally, in Chodesh Cheshvan, is going to be the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. So if we really, really want to count the Zman HaGeula, it's going to be a seven-month period. It's going to be from Nisan stretching, I mean, where the real action is going to happen, from Nisan through Cheshvan. Now, again, generally, I would not even, you know, okay, it says so, but this is not, you know, the Rebbe didn't train us to do this. But again, being that the year is such a auspicious year, and being that we're now standing 10 days before Chodesh Nisan, when I read this yesterday, I got very excited, because looking at what's happening in the world, I've been waiting for things to heat up, and I had this gut feeling, and again, I'm not telling you Allah Moshe Mitzinai, so you can take it or leave it, what I'm saying right now, but I had this gut feeling sitting in me that there's going to be a lot of action in the world beginning now in Chodesh Nisan all the way through next year Cheshvan. So it makes, I mean, based on what we're saying, that Geula, now we're reaching Matzah Shemitah, and I spoke about the 21 years since Gimel Tammuz. Semach David Avdecha Meir Satzmiach is 21 letters. And it's all the things, and we spoke about an almond taking 21 years for it, of the quickest fruit. So that's Gimel Tammuz, comes in smack in the middle of this. So there is a very strong undercurrent that we're mamish ready to enter into a time of big things happening. We're hoping and we're davening that all of this should happen b'chesed u'berachmim, and chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be any bumps on the road. There shouldn't be any chas v'shalom, any nothing dramatic has to happen. Chas v'shalom, and the yidden should be safe, and everything should be good. But what I would like to share is that he says that in the pasuk of Lech Lecha, which is the pasuk of Geula, the pasuk of Lech Lecha is the pasuk of redemption. Lech Lecha me'artzecha. Hashem is telling every Jew, go away from your land, me'ladecha, ela aretz asher areka, which is the land of Mashiach, is Eretz Yisrael in the days of Mashiach, asher areka, where Hashem is going to be revealed. So in this pasuk, he says, is mirum is these 7 months. The seven next, the coming months that are coming up, abal leinu l'tayva, which are the months in where the geula is going to be'ezras Hashem unfold in front of our eyes, is stated, he's hidden to in this pasuk. Why, he says? Because we know that the 13 midos harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, are all hinted to, are all connected to the 12 months. 12 months, but there are 13 attributes of mercy. Well, in months, we also have sometimes 13 months. So being that there is sometimes yud gimel chadashim, that's why there are 13 attributes of mercy, which every month is related to one of the attributes of mercy. Now he brings that there is a machlokes in the Gemara, when you count the 13 attributes of mercy, where do you start counting it from? The pasuk says, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan, erech apayim v'rav chesed v'yemes, okay, noitza chesed, which exactly, there's more than 13 words there. So one opinion is that you start from the word kel. Hashem, Hashem is not part of it. You begin with kel is the first, rachum v'chanan is the second, and so on and so forth. However, there is another opinion that Hashem is counted, and that you count, you begin from the second Hashem, not the first Hashem. And you begin with Hashem, and then Keil, then Rachum, then Vechanun. Rachum Vechanun is together one. Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. Okay. So based on that, he says, comes out that the first few months from Nisan is hinted to, are representing these months. Hashem is going to be Chodesh Nisan. Keil is Chodesh Iyar. Rachum V'chanon is Chodesh Sivan. Erech Apayim is Tammuz. Erech Apayim. V'Rav Chesed is Av. V'Emes is Elul. Noitzer Chesed. Hold on. Chesed V'Emes. Give me a minute. Hold on. Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Emes. Okay. And Noitzer Chesed. That's right. His number is Cheshvan. No. Yeah, Noitzer Chesed. I missed one. Hold on. Give me a second here. Let's go back again. Hashem is Nisan. Keil will be Iyar. Rachum V'chanon is Sivan. Erech Apayim is Tammuz. Rav Chesed is Av. Emes is Elul. So I'm missing one here. Hold it. Doesn't make any sense. Because if you count, there should be seven. Okay, I have to figure this out. Okay, maybe when we're going to discuss it, it'll fit. I don't know. Something I'm missing over here. Because I found this to be fascinating because, especially since, you know, we want the evoking of these 13 attributes of mercy to be upon us now. Okay, so let's see where you find in this pasuk of Lech Lecha, which is the Geula, unfolding from now till Chodesh Cheshvan. So let's begin. He starts like this. The pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. So Vayomer Hashem, that's Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, that's the first one of the 13 attributes. Vayomer Hashem is Hashem. Okay, so that's Nisan. El Avram, so El is Kael, same letters as Kael. So that's the second one of the 13 attributes of mercy. Then he says, you take the word El Avram Lech Lecha. Okay, I'm going to be using gematria over here. El Avram Lech Lecha. Now, I was on the plane yesterday when I saw this. So I took out my calculator, you can trust, and I did the gematria. So the gematrias really work. I don't remember them now because I didn't write them down. But I think El Avram Lech Lecha is gematria 371. I think so. It's the exact gematria of Rachum V'Chanon. Okay? So Rachum V'Chanon is El Avram Lech Lecha, the exact gematria of Rachum V'Chanon. Okay, the next word, it says, Me'artzecha. The word Me'artzecha, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, is the exact gematria of the next one of the 13 attributes, which is Erech Apayim. Okay, exact gematria. Erech Apayim is Me'artzecha. Now, I guess it's not the next. Then you have going back to the word El Avram, just El Avram, without Lech Lecha. Just the word El Avram itself is the exact gematria of Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed, the exact gematria of that. That's the next one. Now, the word Me'artzecha, which we said already, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, in addition to the gematria of it, the word Artzecha is merames to the next midah, which is midas emes. And this is an interesting thing, how he gets to that. How it's gematria, how it stands for the next midah of the Eibishter, which is midas emes. Why? He says, because he brings a concept from the Zohar, which I never saw before. But I don't have, I wanted to look it up, but he doesn't bring any footnotes. He doesn't say where this is in the Zohar. He says that the word MS is Rosh HaTevis, stands for LF, Elef, which is 1,000, Masan, which is 200, and Tav stands for, is Rosh HaTevis Tishin, which is 90. Now, the relationship of 90 to MS, we all know that the number 9 is related to MS, because MS is Gematria 9. Misperkatan, when you don't count the, you know, if you count Mem and Tav are both 4. 4 and 4 is 8, plus Aleph is 9. We know that number 9 is an MS number, because every number always equals 9. I'm not going to get into that, but everybody, it's a common thing. So 9 is, but he says like this, that MS stands for Aleph, Masan, and Tishin. Okay, that's the word MS, Rosh HaTevis, 1,290. Okay, he says the word Eretz, hear that? The word, the Pasuk says, MS me Eretz titzmach, and MS will emerge from Eretz. So MS and Eretz are related to each other. Why? Because just like MS has an Aleph, Eretz has an Aleph. Just like MS, what's the second word? Mem. Mem stands for, we said before, Rosh HaTevis, Masin. Masin means 200. Masayim, right? 200. Well, Resh, Eretz has a Resh. Resh is 200. And just like MS has a Tav, which Tav stands for Tishim, 90, the Zohar says. So the word Eretz has a Tzadik, which Tzadik is 90. So Eretz is MS. Okay? So you have the Midas MS also mentioned over there. And then finally, Mi Beis Avicha, it says Lech Lecha Mi Beis Avicha, is the exact gematria. No, not Beis Avicha, just the words Umi Beis, the word bias is gematria Noitzer Chesed. Noitzer Chesed. And it's gematria, the word bias, because this one is Keneged Chodesh Cheshvan. And in Chodesh Cheshvan, we're going to have already the third Beis Hamikdash. I thought that was really, really interesting. It, to be able to, that in Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, you have the entire structure, the whole Talich, the whole Seder HaGa'ula, all the Midas, all the divine forces that are beneath, that are the power behind the coming of Mashiach and the unfolding of Mashiach as it unfolds. Now it's just occurring to me because we're missing one. Remember we said there was supposed to be 7 months. It's possible that Rachum V'Chanan are 2, not 1. It makes sense. Rachum V'Chanan are 2 Midas, but in his gematria he puts them together. El Avram Lech Lecha is gematria Rachum V'Chanan, but it's 2 separate ones. So Rachum is connected to Sivan, Chanan is connected to Tammuz, Erech Apayim then would be Av, and MS would be Erech Apayim, then MS would be Elo. No, I'm sorry. Hashem is going to be Nisan. Kael is Iyar. Sivan is Rachum. Tammuz is Chanun. Erech Apayim is Av. Rav Chesed is Elul. That's it. And MS is Tishrei. And finally, Noitzer Chesed is Cheshvan, which is Gematria Bias, which Bias is, that's what it says, Mi Beis Avicha. Bias is the third base of English. So this is just a thought. I mean, I think it's important. I think it's important for people to recognize that we're not in simple times right now. We're not in simple times, and it's. I mean, we can sit back and just watch the things happening, or recognize that we have to play a role, and it's time for us as Chassidim, as Yidden, to awaken and to be really, 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 you know, the Friede Geber writes that as it gets close to morning, right before the crack of dawn, you become extremely, extremely tired. So, like, in a sense, you know, you look around in the world, and it seems like, you know, there's a lot of tiredness. There's a lot of, you know, people are falling asleep. And I'm talking about, you know, Chassidim. We should be so Mashiach. This, you know, it's nice to see by the women that the campaigns for the mikveh and that people are taking it seriously. But if there was ever a time that we needed to push for Geula and to throw ourselves in with all of our koiches, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol ma'idecha, more than anything else, it's mamish mamish now when we're coming to the second half, the Matzah Shmita of the year Tavshin Ayin Hey, as we move into Tavshin Ayin Vav. It's really, 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 the Zman HaGi'ula has never been as intense as it is right now. May Hashem help that we should get to experience and see the Geula Shalema b'mehera b'yameinu, and let it be mamish mamish now. Okay, everyone have a good week. Next week we resume earlier at 11:15. Take care.